and welcome to the Artistic Fuel podcast, where we sit down every week with a different artist to talk about who they are and what they're up to. My name is Katie Sieta, and today I am joined by Pasher. Pasher is an illustrator and body painter. Pasher the body painter is known for his full body artistic masterpieces. This award-winning body painter is known throughout the world for his incredible talent as the Picasso of body painting. As a professional body painter, Pasher can tailor to the body painting designs to fit any theme or style. Pasher helped pave the way for the modern body paint industry with his first image, a pregnant cyborg incubating a cyborg baby fondly named Motherboard. Since then, Pasher has been instrumental in mainstream inclusion of body painting in current media. His influence can be seen throughout the industry. So welcome, Pasher. I am so, so excited to have you here. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? I hope so.
Yes, Pasher.
Pasher. Welcome, Pasher. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm really glad that your wonderful wife, Jennifer Ann Scott, who's also a beautiful artist, she's an actress and among other things, and she recommended to have you on this podcast, and I'm so excited that she brought us together.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me and having me on the show. And yes, she's amazingly talented. I always tell people that I have like one or two skills and she has like 1,000.
Yeah, she's great. She's a friend of mine, and I really appreciate having Jennifer in my life. And I'm really excited. We are all going out next Wednesday to, or not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday to the Magic Castle for the first time. And that's really exciting here in LA.
I'm pretty excited about it myself. It's funny you mentioned the Magic Castle because I recently did a body painting at the Magic Castle.
Did you?
And as far as I know, it's the first in history ever. As far as I know. I mean, maybe one happened on stage or something 20 years ago. I'm not aware. But as far as I know, it's the first body painting ever done at the Magic Castle, so I'm pretty stoked about it. I can't wait to release the images for it.
Oh my gosh. Can you tell me a little bit about it, or is it like under wraps still?
Well, I can tell you that one of the employees that works there kind of had the inside scoop with getting it all set up, who's a friend of mine. And she was like, hey, will you paint me at the Magic Castle? I'm like, will they let me paint you at the Magic Castle? Because I know they're pretty strict. And she talked to the managers or the powers that be, and they said, yes, here are the limitations. You can't take pictures here, 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 but knock yourself out. So I sketched something out. About a month later, I went to the Magic Castle, painted her up, had it photographed, and I'm editing the pictures now. The problem is that there's so many good images from the set, I'm having a hard time picking the one. Because there's so many cool images. It's like, this one's really cool, mysterious, and this one's very ominous, and I don't know, it's very, very cool. I can't wait to release.
It's so hard to pick a hero shot sometimes.
Yes, yes, that's a great term for it. I never heard that term, but that is totally, totally true.
Yeah. So tell me about how, because you're a painter.
Yes.
How did you get started painting bodies?
Well, I was living in Nashville, Tennessee at the time where I grew up, and I was doing freelance illustration work for magazines and things like that. And I was not in the cool kid circle. At least I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel like I was in like the clique of go-to people to call for illustration work. And I thought, I need to do something different that sets myself apart. And I had this airbrush tattoo makeup, and I thought, I wonder if I could paint somebody with this stuff. So my friend who's a photographer, he had a friend that was pregnant. I said, oh, let's paint her up. So we lined it up. This pregnant model came over, and I painted her up like a cyborg incubating a little cyborg baby in a glass casing, and I called it Motherboard. And I would go show my portfolio around town, my illustration portfolio, and they'd say, oh, okay, thanks for bringing in your portfolio. I'm like, okay, let me show you this other thing I'm working on. And then I show my body paint portfolio, and they'd go, oh my gosh, you did this? This is amazing. And this is when no one was really doing body painting at the time. There's like maybe 3 or 4 people in the US doing it that I knew of. Like, you know, obviously the cover of Vanity Fair, Joanne Gare, like she was sort of like the OG, the original for what modern body painting is. She had been doing it, and maybe 2 or 3 others that I knew of. So I was sort of like on the, I don't want to say pioneer track, but like the very beginning, I was sort of like at the very beginning of the modern body paint wave. And the next thing I know, all my illustration work is disappearing and all I'm getting is body paint work. And so that's how I got started. As soon as I did that first body painting, I was hooked.
And since then, I saw on your website that you've traveled all over the world teaching workshops about body painting and your style and techniques and all of that. So how did you get started doing that? When did that happen?
Well, you know, it's funny because when I was doing illustration work in Nashville, you know, I sat at a drafting table or an artist desk, you know, and I would look out the window while I was drawing and I went, you know, one day I'd love to go to Italy. I'm going to go to Italy one day. But in the back of my mind, I thought, that's probably not really going to happen. You know, I kind of felt like maybe that's really an impossible thing. And I thought the same thing about Australia and all these other countries. And then I started body painting. And the next thing I know, I'm getting clients that I never thought I'd ever have, getting asked to go to countries to teach at different conventions or body paint for projects and whatnot. And it's sort of like a dream come true. It was like you get to go travel the world, be creative, creating really unique art, just meeting the loveliest people and experiencing different cultures. It's just been awesome. I think the first country I went out of town or went out of the country, the first country I went out of the country to paint at was probably the UK. I was asked to come teach body painting at a face and body paint convention over in Telford, UK, which is part of England. And it was just neat. Body painting people there that I didn't even know I was gonna be body painting. It was like, can you paint this person? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, I had a makeup sponsor that I painted at their booth as well. So it's sort of like I was painting for the convention, but I was also painting for the sponsor and also just trying to showcase my skills and showcase what I could do with body painting, which was still at the time not, you know, like now it's so common. Like now every makeup artist dabbles in it. But at the time, it was sort of like, hey, this is what I can do. Check it out.
That's really interesting. So you were one of the very first body painters to kind of make it a mainstream idea and make it so popular.
Well, that's what I've been told. But I'll let those people tell you that to verify if it's true.
That's really interesting. So what has been your favorite body paint to date?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Because it always changes. Every time I paint something, I'm like, oh, I love this one. Yeah. And then like 2-3 years later, I'm like, oh, I can never show that piece again because I'm a better painter than I was 2-3 years ago. And then every 2-3 years you get better. And so like all these pieces that were so important to you at one point in time are now like you want them to be in a vault where no one sees them just because you've evolved as an artist, you know, and you've seen like past mistakes. You're like, oh man, I gotta make sure I never do that again. But my favorite pieces, oh my gosh. I have this one piece that I painted on a model in the UK named Gracie, and it's a very colorful abstract piece that's just sort of like design and color and harmony and flowing design, all kind of sort of like embodies everything that is what body painting is all about. So that might be one of my favorites, if not my favorite. But I definitely have about 20 or 30 that are probably my go-to pieces. I love the fact that I painted for the Rolling Stone cover. Is it my favorite design per se? No, but it might be one of my most popular, I guess you could say, or one of my more historical type pieces. Like this is a piece of history as far as like a body paint design goes. But yeah, it just changes. Sometimes a piece, I love it because it looks great. Sometimes I love a piece because it has a message. Sometimes I love a piece because it inspires conversation. Sometimes I love a piece because I get along with the model so well. Sometimes I love a piece because it will have like a emotional impact with someone. Like, you know, I'll paint somebody and they'll start crying. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, is everything okay? And they're like, yeah, you just made me feel beautiful. And it's like, well, that person was beautiful before the paint ever touched their skin. You know what I mean? So body painting is a very powerful art in the sense that it can move people. And that's just one more thing that I love about it.
I really love that. I love that some of your models have had such an emotional reaction to being painted. Do you have any stories about a particular model having a strong reaction to being painted and how that made her feel?
Well, I remember I was living in Orlando in the early 2000s, and this girl, she was about 22, 23 years old. She wanted to get painted. She's like, I don't want to tell my mom or anything like that. I'm like, okay, if you don't, that's up to you. You know, I'm not going to pressure you to even get painted if you don't want to get painted. She's like, no, I want to do it. So she gets painted, and then she wrote me this long letter. I still have the letter actually somewhere, just because she wrote, like, you know, after I got painted, I went and showed my mom because I couldn't believe how amazing I looked. And that she had told me that she started crying because of her, you know, she had a poor self-image of herself. You know, I'm like, she didn't think she was beautiful when she really was beautiful even before the paint, even before she got painted, you know. And then there's other times where I'll paint at an event. For example, there's an event in Key West called Fantasy Fest. And I'll paint someone there that might be, you know, 300 pounds or something. And, you know, at that event, people are like, I don't care. I've paid my dues. I don't have anything to prove to anyone. I'm going to get painted. At the same time, you can tell that they feel so appreciative of it, you know, that because body painting is for everyone, not just supermodels. You know, It's for everyone. It's for everyone to enjoy, whether you're rich or poor, you know, any race, any creed, you know what I'm saying? Body painting is for everyone. And then there's other times where, like, I'll paint someone who's like a breast cancer survivor and at an event. And like, I didn't know I was gonna be painting them. They just came up and said, hey, would you paint me? And I'll start painting them. And people around me watching, they start crying. Then the lady that I'm painting starts crying, you know, and it's like, it's a moment that people are like, this woman survived, you know, and she's becoming this piece of art. And, you know, these people are like my canvases. And so my art comes alive on a canvas that's alive, you know, and it just, you know, I can't do it without them. Like, otherwise I'm just an artist or an illustrator, but I'm not a body painter without that person that poses, you know. And so there's all these wonderful, wonderful stories. Some of them are, you know, will make you cry from joy. And at the same time, there's many misadventures, you know, where sometimes things don't go your way and you're like, uh-oh. So body painting is really cool. It, you know, I'm really happy for the adventures, and even the misadventures are funny in retrospect that have come along the way. You know, I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but that's how my mind works. So that's okay.
No, we love that. We love that. Nonlinear thought is amazing. So you had mentioned before that you were an illustrator, and then you you found body painting and felt that it helped make you stand out more. And it sounds like body painting really took off for you, and you kind of just went down that path, and perhaps illustration sort of just disappeared a little bit. But I know now you are illustrating again. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you came back to illustrating?
Yeah, so around 2015, well, my first body painting was in 1996. So I graduated college in 91, I'm sorry, I graduated college in 95, and I was doing illustration work. Around 96, I started body painting. And then in 2015, I thought, you know, I want to get back into illustration work. It'd be kind of cool. So I made this little illustration portfolio, and I pitched it to tons of places, and I got zero response. I didn't even get one job. And I was like, wow, what is going on? This is kind of bothering me. And so I thought, maybe my style is a little bit outdated. Maybe I need to, like, change it up and maybe do the stuff that I want to do instead of just the fast, simple stuff. So I kind of looked up a lot of stuff that I liked online and started going, what is it that I want to create? I want to create images that have this kind of look to it. And so I did this Krampus print, like a little illustration of Krampus. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm onto something with this. And there was a contest for a festival in Key West called Fantasy Fest. And I'd painted there, body painted there several times, but I'd never submitted an illustration for the poster contest. I went, I'm going to do that this time. So I submitted a design for the poster and I won the contest. And I also had submitted a t-shirt design and I won the t-shirt contest too. And I was like, oh, okay, I think I'm onto something here because I'm kind of recreating my style. And then once that those posters came out, the work kind of started flooding in. And like people were like, oh, I want you to, I saw that poster. Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? And I started getting all these really cool jobs. I started getting the illustration jobs I wanted 20 years ago when I was illustrating originally. I didn't get these cool jobs. You know, it's just sort of like little magazine spots and whatnot. But now it's like I'm getting these really cool projects and I'm like, oh, this is the kind of stuff I want to be illustrating. So it kind of re-excited me to, get back into illustration work again. And then the pandemic hit. And then the body painting really ceased because you couldn't be around anybody. It was, couldn't be up in everyone's business because you're painting them like right up on them. So the illustration work, I got to focus on it and fine tune my skills a little bit more and level up my style even. So, and it's still going strong. And so I'm still doing body painting now that it's starting to open back up. I'm still doing the illustration work and I'm happy doing both just because I want to make sure I'm doing creative and there's just things about both of them that I love, and just being creative, as long as I'm being creative, I'm good.
That's amazing. So I love to wrap up these interviews with this question. Actually, for you, I wanna go back to how much body painting has like impacted the people that you painted, and when you go to events, just how it kind of feels like something that is super like fun and alluring, and people, it almost like builds community in a way.
You know, I was saying that people, can get emotional when they get painted. That's not every time. I mean, it's like, might happen like once a year or something, like where someone like might tear up or something. So it's not all the time, but it is interesting because there's different types of body painting. There's the stuff where I can spend 6 or 7 hours and create this, if you want to call it a masterpiece, like the, throw out all the stops and go all out and make this really cool body painting that you might put in an art gallery. And that's sort of like the ultimate type of body painting. And then there's event body painting where, someone hires you to paint a model as a cheetah or something for an event to walk around to, for a zoo event, for like a charity event. So this is more like a live event where you might not get to spend as much time as you want painting that person because there's time limits or a budget limit or something like that. And then there's events that's like party body painting where you're painting people on the streets of like Mardi Gras or at a biker event. And those designs, you only spend maybe like 15 minutes on. They're not long. They're just quick abstract body paintings or like of an eagle or of a spider or something, just whatever the person requests, really. And so that's party entertainment. And even though, I'll be thinking, this is not the art that I'd really want to be creating like in a gallery, to that person getting painted, to them it is art. Like they're like, this is the coolest thing I've ever experienced, so even though one time I painted this woman and with like a tribal hawk looking type design, like a hawk, like a bird, right? She went and got it tattooed on her body, like after she left my booth. And I was like, oh, if I would have known she's getting it tattooed, I might have spent a little bit more time on it. But to her, it was cool enough to get it tattooed. So no matter how, obviously always try to do your best, but even the simplest type of body painting is art to somebody. Sort of like the term of like someone's garbage is another person's art type of thing. It rings true even with body paint as well.
Do you feel like there's a struggle with like within the art community to accept body painting as an art form?
Well, I think it depends. You know, when I tell people I'm a body painter, they go, oh, and then I give them my business card, which has some of my work on it, which is really high end. And then they're like, oh, you're like a real body painter. You're like a real artist. I'm like, yeah, you know? So like when you tell people body painting, they're like, so it just really depends. You know, in Europe, the nudity is a lot more, you know, like, oh yeah, cool, they're body painting, no big deal. Whereas here, like, you know, you have to have on pasties at a live event, or you have to have on, the model has to have on underwear at certain events. And the way I try to describe it is, if I was painting a white rectangular canvas, I wouldn't put panties on that. I wouldn't put pasties on that canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see sculptures in a museum of like David by Michelangelo, you know, he's not wearing underwear, he's not wearing boxers, you know? So it's one of those things where like, it's like a switch in your mind. You can turn that on or off. A piece can be erotic if you want it to be. You know, some people, you go to an event, they're gonna be offended by it. And some people are gonna go, oh my gosh, now I get it. Now I get body painted. And there's people that will get body painted who never thought they'd get body painted. And then they become addicted to it, just like people get addicted to tattoos. It's a very cool and unique art form. I mean, it's just, you know, I can't say, I could talk literally for 20 days about it and, you know, not even repeat myself, just because there's so many different facets to it. Just there's, you know, the creativity, there's the people you meet, there's the emotional side. Like I said, there's, you know, it can be erotic or not erotic. It can be colorful or not colorful. You know, it can have a message or not. And at the same time, body painting is so untapped. If you go into an art museum, there are millions upon millions of infinite styles that people have created in those museums that don't look anything like each other. Whereas mm-hmm. body painting, if someone body painted a tiger, all the tigers are kind of, they're all kind of look the same. People haven't really gotten out of the box yet to create designs that are their style, because a lot of them are still kind of mimicking each other. Because someone would be like, oh, I want to try body painting. I saw this person body painting, you know, last month. I'm going to try body painting. And they will mimic what they've seen without really creating their own vibe of the design. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's untapped, and there's still so much more that's going to happen with body painting still. And it's really cool that now, like, you have makeup artists that dabble in it, face painters that dabble in it, special effects artists that dabble in it. Whereas before, you know, you're a body painter and that was it. You didn't do makeup, you didn't do face painting. It was like, you're a body painter. Now it's kind of everywhere. Now it's like, if you got on a subway or and you saw someone blue step on the subway, you wouldn't think twice about it. You'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. It must be on a film, or maybe they're going to do some job or something. Whereas in 1982, if someone blue stepped on the subway, it was in a sci-fi film, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's everywhere. And it's only going to get more and more everywhere, you know? You can't please everyone.
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be someone that doesn't like your stuff. You know, if you go, excuse me, if you paint something blue, they're going to be like, well, why didn't you use red? You know, if you paint someone red, they're going to go, why isn't it purple? I mean, you can't please everyone. It's like, oh, because this design was meant to be red. You know, this design was meant to be blue. And you said, like, you know, if you don't like it, whatever, no skin off my back. You know, this one is for someone else. It's not for you.
It's just a matter of expression and choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining me today. I really loved having you on here. I learned so much about body painting. I think it's so interesting and fascinating. Do you want to let us know what your Instagram handles are so that our listeners can follow you?
Yes, please. Thank you. And thanks for having me. I really do appreciate it. I hope that your listeners are going to find some of this very insightful and helpful.
I hope so.
Please check out my Instagram. My body paint Instagram is Pashur Body Art, which is Pashur body art. You can also check out my illustration Instagram at Pashur Illustration, and that's P-A-S-H-U-R Illustration. Thank you again, Katie. You're awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.